Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
We tend to regard trying to be fit and healthy as something we do in our leisure time outside of work. But I'm joined now by personal trainer and wellness coach Carl Henry to talk about working well. Good afternoon, Carl.
Good afternoon, Brendan. You have another Marty Whelan fan here, by the way. I listen to Lyric in the morning. It sets me up for a really positive note, and it's he's fantastic in the morning, and it's part of working well, you know.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just glad that I can be here as a conduit for people to say how much they love Marty Whelan. That's been my ambition in life, was to be that channel. Carl, you say we're missing a trick by not getting healthy kind of while we work. Explain that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we spend so much of our time working, anything from 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 hours a week, and we try and get fit outside of that time. Well, I propose that, well, why not get fit while you work? Why not set yourself up for wellness, for health, for a less stressful day, for a more empowered day, for better motivation, for better focus, by being healthier while you're working, no matter where you're working, whether it's in a truck, whether it's in retail, whether it's in an office, it doesn't really matter. But we can work better, we can do better, and by making some really simple little changes, we can transform our work health. And that is so important, because we spend so much time doing it. Why not do it better? And why not do it in a more wellness space?
Okay. And look, this doesn't have to be massive things. You're not talking about getting out for a 10K run at lunch break. Talk to me about the idea of GDM, general daily movement, and then what are movement snacks?
Yeah, so it doesn't have to be big and scary. Big and scary is difficult to do for anyone, especially when you're working so much. So GDM is general daily movement, and that is choosing the stairs as opposed to the lift, getting off the bus or the train one stop earlier. If you're working from home, getting a virtual commute 5 minutes outside before you go to work, 5 minutes at the end of the day. The more GDM you do, the more general daily movement you do over the course of your day and your work day, the healthier you're going to be, the stronger you're going to be. You're going to deal with stress better. You're going to focus better in meetings. You're going to feel more productive. You're going to feel better after work by increasing that bit of general, that movement over the course of the day. And one of the easy ways to do that is to add in a movement snack. So a movement snack can be the last minute of every hour you're in the office. Get up and walk around the office for 60 seconds. Use the stairs. Drink some water, take some fruit on board, spend that minute organizing your desk. Now, people who follow me on Instagram will know I like structure. I like organization. I think it's really important for wellness. Look at your desk in front of you. Like, Brendan, look in the studio in front of you. It should make you feel good. It should make you feel well. If it's chaotic, if it's stressful, well, that's going to directly impact your own stress levels. So use a movement snack or a wellness snack at the end of the hour to tidy your desk up a little bit. And they all add up over the course of time. It's that 1% concept, that 1% better or 1% more every single day. You're going to feel better. It'll feel seamless. It's not going to feel difficult. It's not going to feel hard. It isn't that concept of the runners who go out running on their lunch break that scares a lot of people. That's not what we're looking at here. We're trying to get people to be a little, just a little bit better every single day over the course of the work day. And the movement snacks and that general daily movement increase can help you to do that.
Okay. Now, as you alluded to earlier, not everyone's working at a desk, not everyone's working from home. So if you look at different circumstances, you mentioned retail, like somebody in a shop, a warehouse, a hospital, they're going to be on their feet all day. Somebody driving for a living then, not always great for movement. What kind of advice would you have around those kinds of jobs?
Well, I'm going to start with that retail concept or the warehouse concept, people who are on their feet all day. They're the ones we should be envious of, because they are healthier, because they're literally on their feet. And when you're on your feet, as opposed to sitting in a chair, your body's having to work harder. It's having to stay stronger. They're going to age better. They're going to feel better. And that standing piece is so important for our health. So the retail worker who works in a shop, for example, who walk all day, they might do 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 steps of general daily movement. That's amazing. The same person who works in the head office of the retail who sits all day, it might do 1,000 steps. So standing more is really important. That's crucial.
Okay.
If you're in a truck, or if you're delivering, or if you're in a taxi, something like that. So set the space for success. On a Monday, bring your water, bring your fruit. Wherever you're going to spend time, set yourself up for success by having all the things around you that you want. Pop in those movement snacks. So, you know, I see taxis in a rank, for example. They might be there for 20 minutes. Get out for one of those minutes. Walk up and down. Get out and move. Get out and stand. Get out and stand in the light. And you know, by getting the blue light into your eyes, again, it's another element of wellness that you can get that you don't get from sitting down or sitting in the space. Parking further away is always a classic one. So if you watch car, if you look at car parks, I'm fascinated by wellness and people. People will lap the car park to get closest to the door. I've seen it in the RTE Radio Centre. I've seen it in gyms. I've seen it everywhere. But actually, if you park further away, you might be walking for 2 minutes or 3 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And that adds up. Like, if you think about that, if you do that every day, that's an extra 10 minutes of movement. If you park in the furthest car space, where there's always a space, that's 10 minutes a day. That's 15 minutes a week. That's 200 minutes a month. That's 2,400 minutes of movement over the course of the year. By parking in the space that's always free and not lapping the car park to get closest to the door. Like those little things, like even for people who travel a lot, like look at airports. Use the stairs, park further away in the car park, get off the flight and walk up the stairs.
There's enough walking in airports as it is. Carl, a bit of a check-in on posture. And I'm just becoming conscious of my own as I say that there now. And like particularly, I think carers, parents working in the home, and people hunched over a laptop at the kitchen table. I was looking at food pickers on the news last night, bent down all the time. But all of us in different ways probably have postural challenges in our work, don't we?
We absolutely do. And the first thing I'm going to say to you and all the listeners who are listening in is take your hand, place your hand on your belly button.
Right.
When you do that, you automatically will sit or stand taller. No matter where you're listening to the show today, if you're in a car, if you're in a shop, if you're in the kitchen, once you do that, you automatically will sit or stand taller. So just randomly during the day, remind yourself, put your finger on your belly button, you will sit taller. That's the key simple posture checker. The second key thing is, if you're in an office, the position of the screen. So we've all been on those Zoom calls where you see the person looking down at the laptop screen and all they're going to get is neck pain and back pain. That screen needs to be at eye level. It should be looking straight ahead, and that takes the pressure off the back and the neck. One of the other things about for like carers and things like that is that bodies need movement to keep them strong and to keep them agile. But if they become, if you lose flexibility over the course of your lifetime or reduce it, you're going to be more prone to injuries. So that's where adding in some extra things like, you know, some very simple stretches, a walk here and there over the course of the day. But we need to move. We need to move to stay flexible, and we need to move to stay strong. And while that is really beneficial in work, what it's going to help you to do is, like, it's going to help you to age better. And that's what wellness really is. It's doing what you want to do as long as you want to do it. And by doing that, in whatever setting of work you're going to be in, you look at your posture, you look at parking further away, you look at the food and your fruit, bring them in once a week. But doing all these really simple little things, you will age better, you will stay well. And why wait till the workday's finished to improve your wellness? It should start from the get-go. It should start from what you listen to in the morning, what you have for breakfast, walking into work to get a little bit more movement in. They all will help improve your wellness, and it'll feel seamless, because it's not a big scary challenge. It's just making a very simple decision. Am I taking the stairs or am I taking the lift? Am I drinking my water or am I drinking something else? Am I parking further away or am I parking closer? Am I getting off the bus or the train one stop earlier because it's a sunny morning? Like, we all know that feeling of light. And so jump off the bus, walk that little bit longer, because they will keep you healthier, and it'll feel, you won't even feel it.
Okay.
In terms of the impact of it, you know, or the workload in it.
Super. Carl Henry, thank you very much.
Good to talk to you. Thank you, Brendan.
Yeah, thanks, Carl.